I think you can talk about that yourself as regards the performance. The first half performance was very poor. You don't need me to tell you that. You know enough about football to see that. Thought the second half, look, we had to get better, and we did. Look, to be fair to Bose, we knew they were going to hit form and give someone a hiding sooner or later. I addressed it during the week. Unfortunately, it was us, you know, and it could have happened in the previous, maybe a couple of weeks ago, where they went 1-0 up, didn't get the second. Once they got the second, you could see the confidence. Although they started very well, it was men against boys for the first half, and we have no complaint. We can't be complaining about fourth officials are hitting a post or whatever. No, we had a few missed chances, but so had they in the second half, and totally and utterly the better side, and we wish them well until we play them again.
And what do you put the first 45 down to? Because it seemed Finn Harps were off it like they've not been so far this season.
Yeah, that was the biggest gap in it in standard, to be fair to Bose. They came at us in waves. They got bodies forward, both in wide areas and in front of Georgie Kelly. And it was, you know, it was backs of the walls stuff. We needed to ride our luck and keep it at one. I think probably the biggest disappointment was when it went to two, it was evened out a little bit until we conceded a very poor goal for the third, and that was it really. You know, we've no complaint. I think in the second half, unless we scored early, we weren't going to get back into the game. We had three good chances, but so had they in the second half. They're a proper side that they're going to go up the table. They're probably in a false position, you know, and there's no one like, you know, we knew who we were coming up to. Don't dare think that anyone underestimated Bose. Absolutely not. You know, you get some of them days, it's probably deceptively very hot in the first half where they had the drive and we looked tired, we looked leggy, you know, we made some bad decisions that we didn't make in recent weeks, and that happens. But there's 36 games and we move on, we play all teams on Darkness Friday, and that's where we've moved on to already.
So what was the message then at the end of the match? Much better second half. You've got Dundalk on Friday. Their form's been up and down. Most teams' form is up and down at the moment. What's the message to the lads as they get back on the bus?
I think you just gave the message there yourself. I think you summarised it fairly well. You know, you don't need me for this interview, to be fair. Look, we've got to move on. You know, we won on Monday night and we moved on. We weren't gloating and high-fiving. You know, there's no one in there roaring and shouting and breaking whatever you can break in there. That's a bar actually in there, but you can't even break into that. But no, look, we've moved on, and it was well under par from what we would try to get to. You can see the gap in standard when we're not right, and Bose are right. We need the opposition not firing on all cylinders and us to be firing on all cylinders to get a result. But today was the opposite. Bose were going very, very well. You could see the drive, and they're brilliant ball players. Great. You know, it's hard to know which of the tens are which. You know, they pop up everywhere. You know, like Ross Tierney and even Keith Wardy wasn't even starting. You know, like Dawson Devoy, they're very good ball players. And when they're on top, as I said, when they're good, they're very, very good. But look, that's done, it's gone, and we move on to Dundalk on Friday.
So this evening's match marked your 250th in charge of Finn Harps. I would say it's been quite an experience, ups and downs. Are you set for another 250 games?
Oh my God, no, I'd say no. That, well, I don't know who's counting, but there must not have a whole lot to do with her counting that. Just let me tell you, there must be a whole lot happening in their life if that's what they're counting, you know. Look, certainly not one to remember if that's what it is, but look, please God, we'll have enough good days to keep us in this division, but you know, it'll be tough, to put it that way. Look, the league is full of highs and lows, and as I said, we don't get carried away when we win, and we don't get too despondent when we lose. So look, we'll come back in on Monday and see where we go from there.